high in the mid-80s. Then drier weather returns Thursday, Friday, Saturday with a good bit of sun and highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people, including a teenager, were killed Saturday night in a car crash in Coosa County. 45-year-old Monty Ray Jones and a 17-year-old passenger died when their motorcycle was hit by a car on Highway 280. The other driver, 19-year-old Timothy Matthew Caldwell, is now facing two felony charges for leaving the scene of an accident. Aaliyah says they're still investigating the crash. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office is getting a cold case unit. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there's an average of 10 unsolved murders a year in Montgomery County. He says he'll soon be meeting with the Montgomery County Sheriff and the Montgomery Police Chief to finalize the details. Longtime professor Dr. Tommy Stewart is retiring from Alabama State University after nearly three decades. The actress has appeared in several films and TV shows, but says her greatest role was teaching. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for doing. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. I'm really excited about this new promotion that we're running. This is the Marguerite 1 Carat Forever Diamond Giveaway. And my first one for this hour, and you're going to need to call and do the name, is Angie Bailey. And Angie, you need to call this telephone number at 396-5477. 396-5477. You're going to have your name put in, if you call within the hour, for the drawing for the $10,000 diamond. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. They sit in, Big John. Big John, welcome aboard, buddy.
Thank you.
And then, the applause was going there somewhere. Rusty, how are you doing today, big guy?
Hey, I'm
hit mic number one.
I sound fine.
Hold on. Yeah, hey, I'm doing great, man. I didn't know I had a speaking part.
Yeah, you do.
I slicked my hair back.
I'm never going to have you in my studio where you're not talking.
But I'm on the phone, so, you know.
Yeah, so you'll be talking to Rusty on the phone when you call in here, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let John in or Rusty know that we'll put your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then anybody can get in on the gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market, except for you, Rusty.
Except for me.
You're part of the family.
I get to talk, but I'm...
You can't.
Well, it's a small price. No, it's a large price to pay. But I'll do it.
But what's in that $60 gift basket? Things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Have you been down Sweet Creek?
You know, I hate to admit it, but no.
Wow, how did that happen?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to get down there. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, I think we're going to double up me and my lovely wife and bring her car in for some service, and we're going to load up in mine, and maybe we'll do that. We'll just ride down to Sweet Creek.
I like that. It's Sweet Creek is a great place, particularly if you enjoy Cuban sandwiches and fresh fruits and things.
I'll eat a sandwich anywhere. Cuba, wherever.
Well,
it don't
the Cuban sandwich is absolutely spectacular. How that weather Friday was unbelievable, that storm that came through here.
Yes. Yes,
did you see our local Chick-fil-A made the national news?
I did see the flying cow. I thought they were shooting Twister 2 down here or something. You know,
it really was something.
But, something like that happened to me many years ago.
Really?
Out on Car Dealer Row. We were out there, and remember the big gorilla?
Yeah.
The gorilla got loose, and the gorilla went running down the boulevard there. We were in hot pursuit.
So how did you tame the gorilla?
We finally just caught up with the tie downs.
Did you get the tranquilizer gun out and take it out?
Yes, we had, Larry Stevens was the gorilla whisperer. So he talked the gorilla down. So.
I like that. I tell you, that storm was unbelievable. And I had a tree cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
I came in. I have metal furniture up on my deck.
Yeah.
And one of the chairs had blown off of the deck. A metal chair. I'm talking about wrought iron heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fire pit cover got knocked off. And then I had some cushions I had stored outside. They were all over the yard. But I tell you, folks, if you have some debris that you need cleaned up, I highly recommend PMS, Wayne Spivey. I'm going to give you the telephone number because they've got crews available to respond today at 593-3341, 593-3341, Wayne Spivey, PMS. They'll take care of it. I tell you, McGee Estates was a mess.
Just a lot of trees
well,
down.
Limbs. See, I've got pecan trees. Pecan trees, the limbs just break in a flash, in a second. And it fell apart.
Yeah, we had some weather. It's been about a month ago, I guess. It was Saturday afternoon. And we got some Bartlett pear trees in our front yard.
Oh, you had some?
Yeah, I think the...
those things are notorious.
Yeah,
I think
they saw the wind coming and just fell over. You don't need wind.
Well, I went out to Eastdale, and there was this tree, and about the 50, 60-foot mark, the top was just cut off from the wind. I mean, it just took the top off.
It'll do it.
And probably 30, 40 feet worth. So that was a heck of a wind that came in. I kind of missed it. I got home, and all the damage was done.
Mm-hmm.
And looked down and saw my tree cut in half and stuff sprinkled all over the place, picked up limbs, and still haven't picked up all the limbs. It's that bad. John, are you ready?
I think so.
You think so? Let's start with the Catherine Harris talking about John Dean testifying today.
Democrats on Capitol Hill pushing ahead with more hearings on the Mueller report. Watergate figure John Dean to testify today before the House Judiciary Committee in a hearing it calls Lessons from the Mueller Report.
But let's remember this. We have reviewed the Mueller report. The President of the United States directed Don McGahn to fire the special counsel and then to prepare false documents to deny that he was told to do that. These are specific things the President did. That's the purpose of our hearing Monday. These are criminal acts.
I can tell you the more evidence that we see, the more that the American people can judge for themselves, they'll start to understand why this President has been so upset and why he's called it, you know, a hoax.
Catherine Herridge is live from Capitol Hill for us this morning. Catherine, what's new?
A short time ago, the Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican Doug Collins sending this letter to Chairman Nadler in advance of the hearing. questioning how testimony from the former White House counsel to Nixon was consistent with legislative functions. Quote, Monday's hearing appears to be part of a strategy to turn the committee's oversight hearings into a mock impeachment inquiry rather than a legitimate exercise in congressional oversight. It continues, conducting such hearings inevitably sets this committee on a collision course with the longstanding rules of the House, which you have apparently alluded to as recently as this week. Earlier today, Dean, who is also a CNN contributor, said he is not a fact or direct witness to the special counsel investigation. But in advance of this afternoon's hearing, Dean said he has drawn comparisons between his experience in the White House and what he characterized as President Trump's interference in the FBI investigation.
The fact that Nixon was hands-on very early is just like Trump, hands-on very early. The firing of Comey was certainly not dissimilar from some of the actions that Nixon took. Nixon waded in and tried to influence the FBI investigation, as did Trump. So there are lots of comparisons.
Writing on Twitter, the president said after all this time and money spent, $40 million, the Mueller report was a disaster for them, a reference to the Democrats, but they want to redo or do over. They are even bringing in at CNN sleazebag attorney John Dean. Sorry, no do-overs. Go back to work. And later today, the Rules Committee in the House is expected to approve language for tomorrow's House vote, allowing Democrats to go to court to enforce subpoenas for the Attorney General and former White House counsel Don McGahn. But the administration side of the story is that Democrats issued subpoena in a premature way. The subpoenas were overly broad and asked for grand jury material that by law the Attorney General could not provide, Sandra.
I tell you what, they're going to be really desperate to bring John Dean out and try it this way. This is, I'm not sure this is going to work for him. Now, the media is going to play this up, and whatever the Democrats say, the media will just parrot, and I can see that they already got talking points, already have talking points out even before he testifies, and kind of make the case here. So let me go to Mark Meadows was on, and Mark Meadows was just spectacular and just laid it out there with on Sunday Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Let's listen in.
Let's talk USMCA for a moment. Your reaction to the president's dealings with Mexico and what this means for that agreement.
Well, I think the president has acted appropriately and in spite of opposition from my Democrat colleagues. You know, it's amazing, Maria. Here we are with a deal that has unprecedented scope, unprecedented commitment on behalf of the Mexican government to help us at the border. And we're getting more cooperation from the Mexican government than we are the Democrats on Capitol Hill. And yet what we see is this president is serious about securing our border, but he's also serious about doing a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. I'm hopeful that cooler heads will prevail, and I think that a vote before August is critical if we're going to get this done.
Well, it's critical, but will it happen? I mean, right now, you heard what Debbie Dingell says, and there are other Democrats who say we need changes in that agreement before I actually vote for it. Do you think it is, in fact, going to come down to the floor for a vote before your August recess?
Well, I think it will come down for a vote before our August recess. Obviously, I don't want to speak on behalf of Speaker Pelosi, but I can tell you if it doesn't, the chances of it actually passing as we get closer to 2020 diminish. And I can tell you there are a number of us that are committed to making sure that U.S. trade and the American worker are protected. And Debbie Dingell is a very thoughtful member of Congress. Hopefully, we'll be able to get together and make sure that that happens in the latter part of July.
But has the initial notice been sent, in fact, which starts the clock ticking, according to the Trade Authority?
Well, you're right to point that out. Actually, the White House has given the first of those notices to Congress. There's actually a multi-step process, but that has been set in motion, was, you know, just a week or so ago prior to the president leaving. So hopefully we'll be able to see that as we all come together here in the next 6 weeks.
All right. Well, so then you do think it comes to the floor for a vote before the August recess then?
I do.
Let's hope so. Then that was her first question. He gets into a lot of other details, but let me kind of tell you what happened. New York Times came up with an article that basically said, well, all the stuff that were in the Trump deal had already been decided on. Well, and agreed to. Agreeing to or talking about is very different than doing it. And what they did, the New York Times piece did, is basically discount and said, this was not a win for Donald Trump. This was already planned. This is nothing new. They literally said that. This was nothing new here. So let's listen to Chip Reed talk about Trump-Mexico deal.
President Trump is defending his deal with Mexico, calling off a tariff threat in exchange for more help keeping migrants from crossing the southern border. He's also rejecting reports that some of the deal was not new and suggesting that some of it was also secretive. Chip Reed is at the White House, where new announcements may be forthcoming. Chip, where do we go from here?
President is already tweeting about this deal this morning. On Sunday, he predicted, quote, great cooperation between the U.S. and Mexico, but he warned that if Mexico falls short, he'll go right back to tariffs. Mexico has agreed to accelerate its National Guard presence on its southern border starting today. It also agreed to expand a program requiring asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their claims are being processed. The administration claims this is all new, but former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced the asylum plan last December. Both governments have set a 90-day timeline to see if the measures are effective. And in his tweets about the deal this morning, the president teased the possibility of another immigration and security deal with Mexico. He said it will be revealed in the not too distant future.
News Show 93.1, Dan Mars Show will be back with more Mexico. Then we're going to get to Mark Meadows, who says some very interesting things. We'll be back after this brief break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, sack, title, and fees with approved credit. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
2928, that's where we are.
Girl, I said that little something to you. I wanna hold your hand.
Ah, yeah.
Got to hold you. Every day now, I got to hold you. Oh, oh, please. Girl, I said to me, baby. I said, let me be your man. And oh, please.
Okay, let's continue on with this Mexico story, because they really... They will not give Trump the win for anything on this thing. And they're basically, without doing research and really understanding this, they're taking something that Christian Nielsen said, that they've been talking to Mexico and Mexico has agreed to put troops, but they never did it. That was back in December. They never did it. So if they never did it, they may have said they were going to do it, but they didn't agree, and that there was some type of reaction to that. But this is so typical of the media. So let's listen to Kristen Welker. Very good. She's going to be talking about the Trump deal.
Overnight, President Trump defending the 11th-hour deal he struck with Mexico, the U.S. tariff threat, in exchange for tougher border security for Mexico. The president tweeting, there is now going to be great cooperation between Mexico and the USA. Mr. Trump blasting as false a New York Times report that the terms of the deal had largely been agreed to even before the president's tariff threat. Under the deal, Mexico plans to deploy 6,000 troops to its southern border to stop migrants from Central America. A senior administration official acknowledged to NBC News Mexico had already pledged to send troops, but says few had been deployed, and now that's going to change. What's new? An administration official says it's an expansion of Mexico's commitments all along the border.
That's what they're talking about. They're going to be doing. It's going to be a game changer.
Still, Democrats are accusing the president of solving a crisis that he manufactured. He was writing in a statement, threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I apologize for the poor quality there. I had to take that direct input on that. But listen to Nancy Pelosi and what she said. I mean, they will not give him a win for anything. They've already stopped these trains coming in with people on top of them. They stopped the train. People ran like crazy. They arrested 25 people and they sent them back to their country. And that's getting stuff done. So this concept that they've got just drives me crazy. They will not do anything to give him a win whatsoever. Okay, I want to go back to Mark Meadows here, because the first part was just about Mexico and the deal, because that was certainly the news during the weekend. Then they all went crazy late last night on this other thing, saying, no, it really isn't any big deal. These guys just, it just is amazing how they think. But I want you to hear Mark Meadows on the Investigators. Where have I heard that before? New information. Listen in.
Let me move on to the investigators story, because you've done such an incredible job in terms of exposing what has taken place and communicating this to the American people. There are now new questions about misrepresentations in the Mueller report. You've reported that there's certain individuals that are named in the Mueller report, in fact, had no connection to Russia. What can you tell us?
Well, I think what we're starting to see is the deeper the dive we take, Maria, into the Mueller report, we're starting to find out some of the conclusions and actually some of the facts that they put forth in there are a misrepresentation of what we actually know. John Solomon did some reporting recently that would suggest that part of the Mueller report indicated one individual had a connection with Russia, when indeed they did not. I think you'll find others in there where it seems like all roads lead to Russia in the Mueller report, and actually what we're seeing in the evidence doesn't suggest that. Listen, we also know that what happened is the FBI knew that they needed to go after Russia, and instead of going after Russia, they went after the President of the United States, and that's all going to come out. Actually, I've reviewed some additional documents, Maria, that would indicate that prior to that first FISA application, and you're going to have Carter Page on here in just a little bit, but prior to that first FISA application, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, and others at the FBI knew that Christopher Steele's dossier was not credible, and they did a rush to make sure that they could actually surveil him. That will come out because there's a cover-up that happened within certain realms at the FBI.
Mark Meadows is being pretty precise on this whole thing, and just, I mean, he's just putting it out there. Now, he's seen some of these documents, or he's seen a lot of these documents, hadn't seen all of them, but he is putting it out there. I can tell you something from the chatter this weekend and from some of the cuts you're going to hear. This thing is about to go, and I think we're going to see the first glimpse of this weekend. Let's continue on with Mark Meadows on docs being declassified and new information this week.
And that's going to come out sooner rather than later. We are facing a big week in terms of the revelation of some of this stuff. I know that the president has announced or said that he will declassify certain documents. He has given the authority to the AG, Bill Barr, to declassify. Some of those documents will be revealed this upcoming week, correct?
Well, as we start to look at some of these documents, Maria, Bill Barr, the attorney general, has been dead set about making sure that transparency is there for all Americans to view. You know, we've had one narrative. The Democrats had their best day when Bob Mueller actually did his press conference as he was leaving the Department of Justice. I can tell you that the more evidence that we see, the more that the American people can judge for themselves, they'll start to understand why this president has been so upset and why he's called it, you know, a hoax, because indeed, in many ways, it was. So we'll start to see some additional documents come out this week, whether it's the declassified documents or not. I'm not sure, but I can tell you that I have looked at documents at the Department of Justice, as has Jim Jordan, and what we saw was a very clear indication of severe credibility issues as it relates to the dossier and Christopher Steele's credibility.
Desert 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant, a new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant, born and raised in Montgomery County, a University of Alabama graduate, a retired United States Army officer, and former NCO who served in Afghanistan.
I'm Tobias Grant. I want to unify and grow this district, and I need your vote this Tuesday, June 11th, to make that possible.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant. A new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant. Pay political ad by friends to elect Tobias Grant. District 74, P.O. Box 3393, Montgomery 36109.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're not quite done with this wet and steamy pattern yet, but there is light at the end of the tunnel soon. Today, periods of showers and thunderstorms again. Locally, heavy rainfall in spots. High temperature 87. Low tonight, down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty, scattered thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. Then drier weather returns Thursday, Friday, Saturday with a good bit of sun and highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red band.
272-9228, that's where we are.
I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding.
Yeah, you can kind of feel something's about to happen here.
He sang every song that Javi knew.
Also, we got some Hillary Clinton emails that are missing. The agents are talking back and forth about Hillary Clinton. All gone.
More missing?
Some more missing?
Yeah. Well, this is DOJ, FBI emails talking back and forth about Hillary Clinton.
Do you think these folks got any idea at all that they might actually go to jail? Do you think they've reached that point?
I think they're scared to death.
Because I haven't heard much out of them lately.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most telling. The fact that Brennan and Clapper, their traps have been shut, that tells me everything. And notice Comey, we haven't heard diddly from him.
They're working on how to get into another dimension. They're just going to leave this time and space and just go live elsewhere.
It's kind of crazy. Okay,
start watching the airports.
Yeah, keep an eye on the airport. So Mark Meadows is going to be talking about transcripts of Papadopoulos and Page conversation that he had with these U.S. assets who Mueller called Russian spies.
Mm. And John Ratcliffe has been on this program. Trey Gowdy has been on this program. They've also seen certain documents that seem to indicate the same. Here's what Trey Gowdy told us about certain documents that we have not seen so far, but they will be released soon. He's zeroed in on one such. Watch this. The FBI agent's conversations with George Papadopoulos is because when an FBI agent sends in informants to someone they're looking at, typically, those conversations are recorded, right? Those people are wired.
Yeah, I mean, if the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired. And if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. And some of us have been fortunate enough to know whether or not those transcripts exist, but they haven't been made public. And I think one in particular is going, it has the potential to actually persuade people. Very little on this Russia probe, I'm afraid, is going to persuade people who hate Trump or who love Trump. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer if it's ever made public.
Are we going to see those transcripts next week?
Well, I don't know that we will, but I do agree with Mr. Gowdy that what he has been able to see, and I want to stress that I haven't seen it, that's a classified document, and I've tried to put the pieces of the puzzle together without that.
Yeah.
But what he's referring to is actually transcripts, I believe, of George Papadopoulos that would show that he was innocent, and yet we somehow have convicted and indicted him
yeah.
as being this guilty Russian collusion.
So we have these transcripts of the conversation. Actually, what Papadopoulos said, he said, is that I was offering the emails and said, do you want them? He goes, I can't do that. It's illegal. He says that on the is what he has said that he did. So if they took something, if the Mueller team and or the FBI had evidence that would have exonerated Papadopoulos, they are obligated under the FISA warrant and also the special counsel to look at that information and report that information. That's not in there. Mueller is looking worse and worse every single day, because the question will be, who told him all of this stuff? Was it Peter Strzok? Was it Weissman? Who was it that told him that these were Russian assets? And why didn't he dig into it deeper? So now Mark Meadows is going to continue on saying, the spying will be revealed when we declassify the documents.
Chairman, you just said a minute ago that one of the documents that Trey Gowdy perhaps was referring to was a document where George Papadopoulos, who was surveilled by the FBI, was talking with one of the intel sources, and I think it's an informant that came out him, and that was, of course, Halper in the UK.
Yeah, when we look at all of this, the fine work that actually Devin Nunes, John Ratcliffe, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, and Trey Gowdy have done on this particular issue actually will only be authenticated when we declassify some of these documents. And if indeed there are transcripts of George Papadopoulos indicating that not only was he not colluding with Russia, but that indeed he was being surveilled at the time. You know, here's the interesting thing, Maria. We have Mr. Clapper, John Brennan, all of them saying, well, we can't get rid of sources and methods, and they're right, we need to protect those, but at the same time, they're saying people weren't spied on. Well, you wouldn't have to protect sources and methods if indeed Trump associates weren't spied on by our government and others. And so I can think, as we start to put this forward, what the American people will hopefully see is indeed a lot of bias on behalf of just a few at the FBI.
That and saying that, I like the way they're framing it up, because the Democrats are saying that you're criticizing every FBI agent that's out there. No, he's not. He's criticizing a handful of people who are there at the very highest levels of the FBI, James Comey being one of those people.
You think the FBI people that are lower down, they really just can't say anything for retribution?
Yeah, they don't say anything, mm-hmm. and they. I know some local folks here that have commented off record about it, and they're pretty disgusted with mm-hmm. it. They think that it's really tainted them and who they are and the way they're perceived as being being the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And one in particular thinks that it's going to come out that we're going to find out that these were really bad actors that were there. That's pretty big. Okay, so let me continue on with Mark Meadows. And Maria Bartiromo is going to set up the double agent concept in spying on Papadopoulos. It's just a setup here.
Well, especially since what we're reading in the Mueller report are names like Kilimnik, supposed to be a Russian source. Now we find out that was an agent of the State Department, or Halper, who has worked with the State Department and the FBI for years, or Alexander Downer, the Australian. All of these people, coincidentally not, reached out to George Papadopoulos as well as Carter Page way before the July 16th official quote-unquote start of the investigation into Donald Trump. So here's George Papadopoulos with me a couple of weeks ago when he told the firm that he was working for he wanted to go quit and work for the Trump campaign. They said, wait, before you quit, we want to send you to Rome so you could meet this individual, Joseph Misfit. And Misfit actually told him in secrecy that the Russians had Hillary Clinton emails. So the question is, was that entrapment? Was he an actual FBI source? Here's George Papadopoulos. Watch this.
Listen.
So he tells you Russia has emails of Hillary Clinton's, and this is the bomb that you feel was the whole reason that they wanted you to go to Rome to meet him, because they wanted him to tell you about these emails that Russia had of Hillary Clinton. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I think this person was some sort of plant. He's been outed recently, living openly next to the U.S. Embassy in Rome. He's being protected, actually, by Italian intelligence right now.
So they didn't
and he's
want
gone
you
missing
to, they,
for two
they
years.
They wanted you to go back and tell Trump about Russia having Hillary yeah. Clinton emails. Did you do that?
Absolutely not. That wasn't my job.
Okay, so that's Papadopoulos on his own. He's saying what he think it happened. Now, let's listen to how Mark Meadows responds to it.
So all of these misconceptions and misrepresentations in the Mueller report, is there going to be accountability here, Congressman? I mean, you talk about John Brennan, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, Jim Comey, this cabal of people that created this narrative that the president was colluding with Russia. Will we see accountability?
Well, it's the number one question I get asked back home in North Carolina and across the country. Will there be accountability? And I'm here to tell you this morning, the answer is yes. Bill Barr is serious about making sure that we reset and reestablish the reputation of the FBI and the Department of Justice. And I can tell you that unless someone actually goes to jail, most of the people will think that accountability didn't happen. But I believe, based on the documents I've seen, that crimes were committed and people need to go to jail.
And what about the IG report? A word on that, because we've all been waiting for this. A couple of weeks ago, you were on with me and you said to expect it within the month. Now we're being told maybe it's a little longer than that. What can you tell us? Michael Horowitz's report.
Well, only Michael Horowitz knows the exact time frame of when it's coming out. Obviously, the attorney general had indicated that he hoped to see it in June. I'm not as optimistic now. And one of the reasons for that is additional information has been given to the inspector general for them to investigate. I would rather them get it right than get it fast. And I believe their whole team is doing a very good job in making sure that they hold those people accountable like you just spoke about.
So just to be clear, we're not going to get the IG report. It's unlikely that we're going to get the IG report in June. What about July?
Yeah, now that's my opinion. I can tell you Inspector Horowitz, you know, obviously hasn't communicated that to my knowledge to anybody on Capitol Hill, but based on what I'm seeing in terms of additional information being shared with him, I think it'll be a while.
So let me kind of get the something else I picked up from a series of interviews. The IG report, which we have been waiting on and we were thinking that it was going to be coming about this time, is not coming about this time for one reason, and that is new information has been added to it, has been given to Horowitz that he's running, tracking down, because he wants to get the whole thing out there at one time. So that's why. So that's all of a sudden this is expanded into some other people, or there's additional information that's probably pretty indicting. You notice the use of that word for some new people and or existing people that are there. So Mark Meadows is going to be asked this question: will Mueller testify? Listen to the way he answers this.
In terms of Mueller, do you want him to come down and testify? You saw him in his press conference last week. He said, I'm done. The report speaks for itself.
Well, if the Democrats are smart, they will let him be done with it, because I can tell you Jim Jordan and I are very prepared to ask a series of at least 8 different questions that would indicate perhaps a lack of thoroughness on behalf of Bob Mueller and his team in the Mueller report.
So in other words, why did he have all Democratic donors on his team of reporters, of investigators?
Well, it's not even just that. I believe that Andrew Weissman, who was actually involved in some of the early work at the FBI and DOJ when they were first starting with Peter Strzok and Bruce Ohr and them, you know, he came on. I think his fingerprint is all over this particular Mueller report. And from my perspective, it's a one-sided report that doesn't give the privilege of a cross-examination. So if they come, they need to be prepared to be cross-examined with the facts, which would paint a very different picture on behalf of this president and give credence to why he has been so upset with the ongoing investigation.
Well, he's not going to come unless he's subpoenaed. Is the subpoena in the cards?
Well, I think it is. According to Chairman Nadler, they're talking about potentially issuing a subpoena to Bob Mueller. I think it would not be a prudent move on his part. Mm. But I'm all for transparency. Let's get everything everything out there. And I believe at the end of the day, when transparency happens, a number of people will start to understand that this president was not only innocent, but he was right in being able to elevate this to the position he has been.
Okay, I don't think Mueller's going to testify. I think Mueller will get totally tripped up, and he will walk out of that, even if it's a closed-door session. The Democrats will declare victory, and the Republicans will basically take him to pieces because the stuff that is in their report doesn't add up, and he's going to have to come up with why he came up with some of these conclusions when there's evidence that's going to be brought forth that's going to say it doesn't add up, it's not correct, and that you've got bad players, actors in here. Weissman is about to be the next one that's about to hit the road. But for example, Bruce Orr got $28,000 bonus after the steel dossier was brought over. This is after they demoted him.
Well, yeah. That'd be a good time to get a $28,000 bonus.
Isn't that
demoted.
What you always want to get?
Yeah. I'll go down a couple.
You're fired. And by the way, here's $28,000.
Hey, it's fire me again.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We have the Carter Page section of this interview coming up next.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To New Orleans, I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time, I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I know you want to leave me, but
Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. On a Monday.
And it's been Monday all day.
It has been. And be for the rest of the day, too. Louisiana way. Okay, let's continue on with Maria talking to Carter Page now. Carter Page has got some interesting little things that he's going to bring out here that's going to bring some new information to the table. And he's going to be asked, Maria is going to ask Carter Page, what do you expect to have happen this week? Now, I'll tell you one thing that you're going to get out of this interview. Carter Page was actually a CIA FBI asset. He was working with them because he could kind of slip in and out of international studies. And what they did is they basically screwed him.
you think?
To use the FBI, CIA.
I was going to say, is that an FBI term?
I think
right
it's
there?
A legal term.
It's a legal term, yes. Yeah. Yes.
But what happens in these things, and as I tell you guys in the audience all the time, CIA's business is disinformation. They're not, don't be thinking spying, be thinking disinformation. That's what they do. If you look at the story of D-Day, all of that was based on a disinformation campaign that they did with the Germans to make them believe something was going to happen that didn't happen. And what was really going to happen was the Omaha and Utah Beach.
Did they have a guy going, we're going to come in next Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday about 3:30 in the afternoon. Yeah.
Maybe Tuesday. They actually had tanks that were blow-up balloons and jeeps, and they had guys, they had formations that were out there that were mannequins, for example.
Wow.
Incredible. So now Carter Page is going to be asked. Now, Carter Page doesn't know the answer to this, but you're going to kind of get into Carter Page's psyche as you listen to this.
In the wake of the Mueller report, there have been growing scrutiny and questions over edits and omissions in the special counsel's findings. Of course, this comes as Attorney General William Barr has been given the authority to declassify documents related to the origins of the Russia investigation. That includes FISA warrants that targeted my next guest. Joining me right now is Carter Page. He is former foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign and famously spied on. Right. Well, I want to talk about what's going to happen in the week ahead, because there seems to be a lot of expectation that we'll see more information, documents coming out. What are you expecting in the week ahead first?
I think, as Chairman Meadows was saying, the more transparency, the better. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. There's been a lot of promises and a lot of calls from strong leaders like him, Chairman Graham, Chairman Grassley, Chairman Nunes, going back years already. So hopefully we finally start seeing.
Well, tell me
results.
About what you're expecting. We talked about this earlier. You said you think there's going to be an avalanche of information. What kind of information might we find out from some of these documents that none of us have ever seen before?
Well, I think, you know, as you were alluding to in your last segment, really, what we had here in the Mueller report was just a half the story, right? There are so many specific details related to what actually happened, which was just, in this document, just completely spun to advance the Democrats' narrative and to try to push forward with the ridiculous concept of impeachment. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think, you know, the more information, the better.
Maria just can't. She just wants to jump in, and that's that New Jersey, New York, and her. But she actually does a pretty good job. She knows how to ask good questions. So let's continue on with Carter Page. Was working with the FBI and CIA, and then he got used by them.
Explain that for a second, because you had dealings with certain people, and you had worked with the FBI and the State Department before. You were actually reporting back to them about information about people. And then the way it was spun was Carter Page, Trump campaign advisor, is dealing with Russian agent Kilimnik or Russian agent whomever. So yeah. Tell me what happened.
Well, look, I think there is just completely false stories where, you know, as you're correctly alluding to, I told, you know, I was asked various questions, not only by, you know, state FBI, et cetera, but also CIA. I had a long-standing relationship with the CIA going back decades, essentially. And, you know, I was always very transparent, open, and unfortunately, it was completely spun that, you know, as you're correctly alluding to in this fake Mueller report, they just refer to this as, oh, he's, you know, colluding, if you will, with these Russian intelligence officers. I'm acting as a source, right? Completely helping our government. And actually, oh, by the way, doing it for free, as opposed to these DNC consultants who are getting paid by the DNC, getting paid by Russian oligarchs, but also getting, you know, 11 payments as Judicial Watch has uncovered in the year 2016, which is just so unethical.
He basically just straight up, yeah, I was working with them. I was working with CIA and FBI for free. And that's what happens to folks. So find somebody that's going, a business person that's going in and out of a country a lot and that has good contacts, and they'll just use them as kind of a listening device.
Right.
There. And we've been doing that for decades and decades and decades. But and you have plenty of business people that want to cooperate with FBI and CIA. They think it's very, very cool.
I was going to say, you think it's like, I kind of work for the FBI a little, you know?
I think you're voluntold.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, I want to help you out. Okay.
No, I think what they do, I can tell you what they do, because I happen to have some knowledge
of this.
Are
you telling me you're working with them right now?
No, but there would be people that, when I would travel overseas, they would be
pssst, Dan.
Mm-hmm. FBI. See, every embassy has what's called a station chief. There's a CIA person attached to that embassy. Some CIA guys work multiple embassies within an area, but for example, there's a station. If you're a big embassy, big country, you've got a major station chief. And then they have other folks underneath them, but that is a CIA person. Every time you go overseas, and say I'm doing Jamaica, so I'm meeting the ambassador and I'm meeting the station chief, and I'm getting a briefing on Jamaica directly from them. And the station chief, I think I told you the story that I've told the story before. I'm walking in through the hotel in Kingston, Jamaica, and there's an Aeroflot desk in the basement, in the first floor of the hotel. Very nice hotel, except they couldn't keep the power on because Jamaica's such a screwed up country. We had to go get a generator from Guantanamo Bay to keep the city lit up. And the station chief turns to me and says, well, I'll tell you what, let me go to a break and I'll finish this story and be back. Damn, I'll show right after this.